This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Judith Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, date of birth June 12, 1940. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sprague with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hyponatremia, secondary to SIADH, Sjogren's syndrome, and recent hyperkalemia. Her last visit was January 27th of this year. She is going to be moving to Colorado Springs in June, though, and we needed one more visit just to make sure everything is stable prior to moving out to Colorado Springs with her daughter. Her weight is down about 7 pounds. She's actually feeling very well. She's eating well. She's very active. No excessive fatigue, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Ramipril 10 milligram daily. Ranexa is 500 milligram twice a day. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. And she takes metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day. Synthroid hydroxychloroquine is 200 milligram once daily. Iron, oral iron, she takes Lexapro 5 milligram daily, a calcium supplement, Lipitor, and Fosamax. And she does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Physical exam, weight 130 pounds, pulse 80, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, we did have lab studies 310 of 2025, which showed us a higher creatinine than she had ever had, 1.58. Estimated GFR was down to 32. Also, the sodium was 128, potassium 5.3, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 4, albumin 3.7, calcium 9.3, hemoglobin was 11.5 with normal white count, normal platelets, and phosphorus 4.0. She had not been having any diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, no difficulty urinating, no new medications. We asked her to start a low potassium diet and follow her strict fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours, which she did. And she repeated all labs on April 1st, 2025, and creatinine went back to baseline, 1.31. Estimated GFR was up to 40. Her sodium improved up to 133, potassium down to 5.1. Carbon dioxide 24, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.1, the alkaline phosphatase was elevated at 169, but she had had a recent fall. Liver enzymes were normal. C-reactive protein was 0.6. Hemoglobin was 11.0 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent mild hyperkalemia and worsening of hyponatremia. And those levels improved when she followed a low potassium diet and a strict fluid restriction. Also, the creatinine returned to baseline level. And her Sjogren's syndrome is also stable. We are going to have her repeat our labs in May of this year prior to moving to Colorado Springs, including an intact parathyroid hormone. And She will then establish with a primary care provider in Colorado Springs and then also get a referral for a nephrologist to follow the chronic hyponatremia and the moderate renal insufficiency. And we will forward her records after she's established with her new provider once she has relocated to Colorado Springs. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.